Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Mem Gimel, mitzvah 43, as we continue in the first five mitzvahs in Parshas Mishpatim, which relate to issues of Avadim. Yesterday we discussed the din of Eved Ivri, the male Jewish servant, and today we discuss one of the mitzvahs related to the female servant, the mitzvah of Yiud of an Amma Ivriya. Right, the next four mitzvahs relate to an Amma Ivriya, so today we'll focus on Yiud, the mitzvah of Yiud of Amma Ivriya. What is Yiud? So, read the psukim in the Torah. The Torah tells us, the man sells his daughter as an amma, as a Jewish servant. She has different halachas than the male servants. Different halachas. If the master does not do yiud with her, he's not allowed to sell her to anyone else. That's all the Torah says. Implied from this is that he should do yiud. So what is yiud? So that is, Chazal understand it as a type of marriage. L'yayet amah ha'ivriya klomar, she'oso Yisrael shekana amah ha'ivriya. Now I'm reading the Chinuch. That Jew that bought the amah ha'ivriya, she'yisa'ena lo le'isha, that he marries her as a wife. Or gives it to his son as a wife. That's the next pasuk in the Torah. Right, so yid is a type of marriage that a adon does to his ama ivriya, either him or his son. If not, ramaz l'chashem mitzvah b'yud. What should be done is yid. Ubeferish amru zecharnam lavracha, and Chazal tell us, which we will get back to, Bezrat Hashem, in the coming days, when we talk about the mitzvah of Pidyon, mitzvah yid kodin l'mitzvahs pidya. Right, the what should be done is the mitzvah of yid, the mitzvah of marriage. This is the halach, as we'll see, it's b'chasdei Hashem. Right, this is hard for us to understand in our society, a little girl getting married, even before she's 12 years old, but number one, in those days, they got married much, much younger. And number two, one has to look at it from a chesed perspective. Quote you a similar idea from a Tosfos in Kiddushin. The first daf in the second parak of Masechet Kiddushin, daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara there talks about the idea of Kiddushei Ketana. Mida Araisa, a woman can get married in two ways. Either if she accepts Kiddushin for herself, or her father accepts Kiddushin on her behalf. Mida Rabbanan, Chazal came up with new ways for her to get married. If her mother and brothers accept Kiddushin if her father's not alive. But Mida Araisa, there's something called Kiddushei Ketana. So says, that's what the Gemara says. In Kedushin Mem Aleph, says Tosfos, V'achshav she'anu no'agim l'kadish b'doseinu afilu k'tanos. The Gemara said it's not such a good idea. Says Tosfos, 800 years ago, we do it all the time. Kedushei k'tana, fathers accept Kedushin on behalf of their small young girls. Why? Hainu, mishum shebechol yom v'yom ha'galus misgaber aleinu. V'im yesh sipek bi'ad adam achshav laseis l'bito nedunya. If a person could arrange that his daughter will be taken care of in life, maybe he won't have enough, he won't have the ability to give it a dunya, to give a dowry, he won't be able to marry her off later. And she'll be an aguna, so therefore, the chasadim of the Torah, to be able to help create this framework. But, it's hard for us to think of this bizman hazeh, but at least the messages of the mitzvos should keep strong and apply to us. So this is the idea of an ame ivriya, a girl. This is not to do with yesterday's mitzvah, an eved ivri. If somebody doesn't have enough money, so he sells himself, or he stole something, so Beis Din sells him. But this is, if you look in the Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph, HaTorah nitna rishus l'kol echad miYisrael. The Torah gave rishus to every Jew, im ha'ani ve'ein lo karka, if he's very poor, v'lo metaltalim, v'lo ksos, he doesn't have any money, no clothing, no nothing. Limkar bito aktana, to sell is not a good word to use, to make a financial arrangement with an adon to be able to take care of his daughter. That's exactly how we should look at the mitzvah of yud. It's a financial arrangement that the Torah creates so that a young girl is taken care of and all of her needs are fulfilled. So the language the Chinuch uses is sheyisa ena lo leisha. The Minchas Chinuch later on in Os Chav Zayin thinks that the Sefer HaChinuch is against other Rishonim. Because we assume, the Gemara assumes that Yiud is a form of Kiddushin, a form of the first stage of a Jewish marriage, Kiddushin and Yisuin. But the Sefer HaChinuch uses the Lashon of Lisa ena, which sounds like you even need Nisuin. So again, that is a Chiddush the Minchas Chinuch picks up on. He thinks that the Chinuch is against the Rambam, another Rishonim that assume it is just Kiddushin. The big discussion in Yir, in Lamdis, the big discussion, the most of the discussion is in the first parak of Maseches Kedushin, Daf Yutes, Chaf, Chaf Aleph, those are the sugyas of Yir. How close is Yir to a real marriage? That's what the Lamdis is. What is Yir, a form of Kiddushin, just in a specific context? Does it have nothing to do with Kiddushin? So how exactly is Yir looked at? That is the Lamdis question. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim has a very important formulation related to our sugya. He is not in the context of Yir. Halachas of Yir he talks about in Hilchos Avadim, which we'll read soon. But in Hilchos Melachim, he's talking about the laws of a king. The unique halachas of a king. So the Rambam there is talking about the halacha of a pilegesh, a concubine. Big sugya, discussed in Maseches Gittin and elsewhere. The halachas of a concubine, which is also a type of relationship between a man and a woman in Yahadus, which is not a regular marriage. So v'chein alokeach v'chol gvul Yisrael l'ashim u'pilagshim, says the Rambam, a king is allowed to have wives and concubines, as we know from Tanakh, David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech. Nashim, what's the difference? According to the Rambam's girsa, nashim b'ksuba v'kidushin, pilagshim below ksuba below kidushin. Women, nashim, a wife has a ksuba, and everything that's entailed with ksuba and kiddushin, the first stage of a Jewish marriage, kiddushin, which is also erusin, upilag she below ksuba below kiddushin, ella beyichud bilvad kone ose umuterislo. Just yichud is how one acquires a pilagesh, which is not specifically our topic now. But the Rambam has an important comparison. Avala hedyot aser bipilagesh. This is the Rambam shita, that the only heter of a pilagesh is for a king. A non-king, a hedyot Jew, is not allowed to have a pilegesh. That is the Rambam Shita. Avol hedyot asa b'pilegesh, ella, with one exception, ba'ama ivriya bilvad achar yiud. That's the Rambam's lashon. Ama ivriya, after yiud is done, that is a pilegesh relationship. That's the Rambam. So you get the sense from that Rambam that Yud is not a regular marriage. He compares it to Pilegesh. Some Achronim even say, where does the word Pilegesh come from? Plag Isha. Half a woman. Plag Isha. So it's not a full marriage. That's the word Pilegesh. Plag Isha. And then he quotes that a king is allowed to have Pilagshim. That's the Rambam's Lashans, quoted by all the Achronim. That Rambam, Menuchos Malachim, that seems to be that it's not a regular marriage. The Netziv is in his commentary on our pasuk in Parsha Mishpatim. The pasuk says Lo tseitse kitseisu avadim. Right, we just read it. This Am Evriya does not go free in the way that the males go free. What does this mean? Says the Hemek Dover, the Acher Shenasa, Afal Gav Shehi B'Toras Amma, after they're married, even though she's an Amma, Lo Ki'isha Miyuchases, She'ein Lahabal Aleha Hishtabdus Shum Malachim in HaTorah. There are no obligations to Oraisa, that the Baal has any Shibud over her. She's still an Amma after she gets married, says the Netziv. The he kein pilegesh, he quotes our Rambam. Aval hed yod asa bepilegesh, shal be'al mevriachar yir. Mikom makom linyin zehi ke'isha, she'ne yotza b'shem ofan, ela beget isha. She's a wife, legabe, she needs a get to get divorced. But zehu, says the Netziv, very limited. Zehu omek apshat. So if you take that Rambam, you take this Netziv, it seems to be very, very limited. But there are other sources that seem to say that yud is a form or close to a kiddushin. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Avadim, a lot of this is based on the Gemaras and the Brises in kiddushin. The Rambam says, "Mitzvah Yid Kodemus Lebesis Pedia Ketsa Mitzvah Yid." What is Yid? Omer La Bifnei Shnayim. You say to the woman, "Harayat Mekudeshesli." Says the Rambam, by Yud, use the language of kiddushin. Harayat Mekudeshesli. Harayat Meuresesli. Harayat Li Leisha. Afilu Bisof Seich Shamach Lashkia Sachama. Even right before the end of the 6 years, which we'll get to, right before Shkia, Einu Tzorach Li Te. That's Yud. We'll skip the next line for a second. Vinoheg Ba Minhag Ishus. Veino Noheg Ba Minhag Shifchus. It's a quote from the Brisa in Kiddushin, but the Rambam quotes it. And from now on, she is an Isha. He's knowing with her minag ishus and not shifchus, which puts him much closer to a regular marriage. But this is the main issue in the sugyas of Yid. So how do you put it all together? So Reb Chaim in the Grach Halashah, Simit Kuf Pei Bei says, you know what Yid is? It's a chalos kiddushin without a maisa kiddushin. The maisa is a maisa Yid. That's a unique type of creation of a relationship between a husband and a wife, but it creates a marriage. So it's a chalos kedushin, says Reb Chaim, without a maisa kedushin. That's what Reb Chaim's formulation is. The mitzvah hamelech, which we've quoted in the past, the beautiful sefer Rabbi Samantha sefer mitzvahs, he thinks that even according to Reb Chaim, you have to say it's not exactly chalos kedushin. It's a maisa kedushin with close to chalos kedushin, because there are sources that say, he quotes a mechelta, he quotes a brisa that says that you need a makor to tell me after a year you need a get. If it was a full kiddushin afterwards, you wouldn't need a separate makor that you need to get. They're fully married. So says the Mitzvah Zamalach, even afterwards, you have to say that there's something different, but it's very similar to a regular marriage. But that is the big issue in Yud. How much is it? Remember, the Rambam counts, and the Chinuch counts, a separate mitzvah of marriage. That's later on. Later on, much later in the Torah, Parshas Kisetse. So Yid is a separate mitzvah. But the question is, lumdus wise, how much is it connected? Just two interesting machlokos between Rashi and the Rambam. This might connect to this larger issue. The Rambam, first of all, says, what's the language of Yid? Hariyat mukudeshesli, hariyat muresesli. The language of a regular marriage. And number two, the Rambam says, interesting, even if the yid is done to the son, meaning the adon, the master, either has to do yid with this woman or make sure his son does yid with this woman. The language is from the father to the woman. The father says to the woman, my son, you are mekudeshes to my son. It's all from the father, but it's all mekudeshes. The Rashi argues on both those. Rashi and Kiddushin Daf Yutes. Rashi says, you know what, when you do yid, you say, hare at miyuedesli. It's a separate lashon of yud. Maybe Rashi and the Rambam are arguing. It's just about a lashon machlokas, but maybe they're arguing about how close yud is to kiddushin. But that's Rashi in kiddushin. They'd say hariyam yudesli, and also Rashi says when the son is doing it, the son says it himself. Hariyam yudesli, right? The li, even if the son does it, not through the father. So that's the big issue in yud. Okay, let's continue a little bit. We'll get back to some other questions. Mishoshi mitzvah zu, what's the shorish behind this mitzvah? What's some of the hashkafa? Shirichem hakel al ha'aniyah hanim keres. The Torah has rachmanis on this woman who was sold. And on her father that needed to sell her. Right? The Torah gives an option. V'tziva hakone osal liso saliisha. The Torah commands that the one who buys her, or arranges this financial relationship, has her for a wife. V'la asosa giveres. To make her a woman, make her a wife. Kikel rachum v'chanun ata. Because God is compassionate and kind, and we are supposed to follow His way. I just alluded to it, but the Lashon Kinyan, we translate as buy, but that's only one form of Kinyan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kone Shemayim V'aretz. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't buy the world. Kinyan means a certain status. That's a Kinyan. Kone doesn't always mean to buy. Ha'isha nicknames, a woman isn't bought, chas v'shalom, like other items. Ha'isha nicknames means a woman's status has changed. She becomes an Ha'isha Ish. Hashem created the world. He's the owner of the world. That's a status. So to hear that the Kinyan is a financial relationship. Okay, so the Torah says that, commands this in order that we have compassion. And if he doesn't want to marry her, then it goes to the son. Because she'll be happy, doesn't matter with the master, even if she's a daughter-in-law. She can be a wife or a daughter-in-law. She knows that she's being taken care of, and therefore she does not complain. If neither of these are done, there's three choices. Either he has to marry her, or the son, or Oshi Garea Pidyona, or basically you have to set her free. She Garea Pidyona Bechol Makom. You have to pay her at the end. V'yisayeh Shetetzi Me'avdus, and help her that she goes out from Avdus if no yid is going to happen. V'lo She Yigrom Alkal Panim Shetamu Tachaz Yado Azman HaMecher Gamim Yashre Bein Av Avodas HaHarbi. Even if he likes how she does the laundry, he likes how she does the work, you're not allowed to keep her unless yid is done. If not, you have to let her free. The calls them Michasti Akel Abruav. All this is Michasti Hashem Abruav Umi Midosav Hamuulos, and from God's wonderful Midos. Dini Mitzvah. What are some of the halachas of the mitzvah? Kigon says the Chinuch and Matzei Habas Nimkeres. How old can the daughter be sold? The halacha is, the Minchas Chinuch mentions this, I'll mention it now. Minchas Chinuch says there are six ways that an Amma Ivriya can go free. Eved Ivri, Amr Ivri have different halachas. Amr Ivri can go free with six ways. In Os Yud Beis, the Minchas Chinuch lists them. Number one is six years. Right, you work for 6 years, that's similar to an Eved Ivri. 6 years and then you're free. Number two is Yovel, also similar. If Yovel comes, then you go free in the mid before 6 years. Misas Ha'adon, this is unique. Right, if the master dies, she goes free. Afilu hiniach ben, says the Minchas Chinuch and Os Yud Beis. Even if there's a ben there, Yalma Avriya is not Ovedes as a ben. Giron Kesef, if she could pay her way off to be able to go free. Number five, get Shichrur, if he gives her a star Shichrur, if he sets her free. And number six, if she becomes a Gedola. She becomes a Gedola. The halacha is that Naman Avriya goes free when she brings simonim of maturity. That is the halacha. So, at Masay Abastim Keres, that is a... those are the six ways, but the sixth one is the age. Rabbi Chanan in Misachas Kiddushin points out in Os Kuf Tezvav that there is a sheet of the Ramban. The Ramban says that a father cannot sell his daughter as an Amid Ivriya when she turns a Gedola, but she can sell herself as an Amid Ivriya even after she is a Gedola. That is the Ramban. Says Rabbi Chanan, you know what the biggest raya of the Ramban is? That the Gemara needs a pasuk to exclude Ama Ivriya from getting her ear pierced. The halachas of Evan Nirtzal that we spoke about yesterday, that's only for a man, not for a woman. Says Rabbi Chanan, that whole concept that we discussed yesterday at Evan Nirtzal, that's a knas. Remember, it's a punishment. Rashi says, this ear that heard at Har Sinai not to steal, he went and stole. Oh, we pierced the ear. This ear that heard Avadai Heim, below Avadim Avadim, we pierced the ear. So it's a knas. Knasos cannot apply to Ktanos. So it must be that there's a case that a gedola could be a amma, or else they wouldn't have a case of a woman getting ritzia that the Torah has to exclude. Okay, that's what the Rabbi Chanan says. He thinks that is a raya to the Ramban. But that is generally we assume, for sure we assume, if she was a katana and then she reaches the stage of maturity, then she goes free. Vishayinim keres al yidei adon, and she can't be sold. We'll get to that mitzvah in a couple of days. Klomer dafilu avar umachra ena mechira klum. Even if he tries to sell her, it's meaningless. It does not work. Vishayav yachol umachra kama pa'amim. The father could sell her as a number every a few times. Even after she goes free, he could sell her again if he wants to take advantage for her of that relationship. V'hadvarim shehi niknes bohen. How is she niknes? Important halacha here that we have not mentioned yet. And that is, there's a marriage. Whenever there's a marriage, there has to be kesef kiddushin. The husband, the man, has to give the wife something of value. A pruta, a ring, whatever it is. So where's the kesef kiddushin here? So there is a machlokes in the Meseches Kiddushin. We paskin kesef ma'os rishonos l'kiddushin nitnu. What does that mean? The original money that the adon, the master, gave to the father when the sale took place, that's the kesef kiddushin. And 4 months later, when the yid is arranged, so the husband says, the master says, harayat mekudeshes li with the money that I gave to your father 3 months ago. Ma'os rishonos l'kiddushin nitnu. That's an important principle. So then all the achronim say, okay, lundis. So these 4 months, there was limbo. When is the marriage from? Is the marriage l'mafreya? Is the marriage retroactive? It goes from the moment of mechira. It's just al tanai. It's unconditional. Or is the marriage only starting now? It's a big discussion. Is it only looked at l'mafreya from now? It's called l'mafreya, l'mafreya, mikana l'haba l'mafreya. Language of the Achronim, but that is an important a term to know. Just most rishonos the kedushin it knew and discussion in the Achronim. How do you look at the marriage? The Minchas Chinuch discusses. Just for example, Os Yudalit. What if she was mizane during these 3 months? Was she an Eishes Ish? Was she a married woman? That is an important nafkamina. What if she accepts kedushin from somebody else in between? These are discussions about how much is she married beforehand. The Stipler has a beautiful formulation in Kiddushin in Simen Chafei. The Stipler says every Kiddushin in general has two aspects. When a man gives the woman kesef, there's a kinyan and there's an isser. He's kona her, he changes her status, and he's oser her to the rest of the world. That's what every marriage does. He's koneh her and he's oser her. Says the Stipler, usually that happens at the same time. The kesef kiddushin is given at the same time. By yiud, it happens separately. At T1, that is the kinyan mamon, and T2 is the kinyan iser. That's Rabbi Stipler's formulation, neat formulation, how exactly yiud takes place.
He says, no, she's not an Eishes Ish La'alma yet, until later.
Right,
Right? And he says, maybe you could even say, if there's a kinyan mamon, that still might prevent other people from being able to marry her in the interim. But that's what he says. There's a kinyan isser, and there's a kinyan, and there's a kinyan mamon. Continuing a little bit, all the halachas are discussed. And it only applies when Yovel is noeg da bizman hazeh, and if somebody does not, if somebody does not do yiyud, if you don't do any of the three options, you're mevatel something. You either have to marry, or their son marry, or arrange for her going out. But, says the Sefer Chinuch, it's a mitzvah to say, you're not going to be punished for it if one doesn't do it. Two other points related. Number one, the Minchas Chinuch says that he didn't find anything against this chiddush, but an os ches, he says he does not think that it will be a problem of selling an avriya to a woman. The woman can't marry her, obviously, but the woman can have her son marry her. In Oschesh, he says that there's no source otherwise. So he thinks an Amevriya can be sold to a woman. Number one. Number two, Chiddush, and with this we'll finish, in Oslam and Zion, he says, Nira Pashit. Does there have to, when are there Edim? There has to be Edim at Shas Yiud, like a marriage. What about Shas Kinyan? Says the Minchas Chinuch, I think that if, as long as the father says this occurred, that's good enough. Hodosbal did commit Edom Dami. Just like, and he quotes a very important Rambam for many sugyas. The Rambam says in Ilchas Sanhedrin, in Perek Tezayin Halachavav, if one aid says this is a piece of treif, and then two aidim see that I ate it, then I'm chayiv malchus. I, two witnesses, didn't say it was treif? No. You only need one aid to establish a reality. Two aidim you need to testify about a maisa. So just like the Rambam says, if one aid says this is a piece of treif, or one aid says that this is a married woman, whatever it is, one aid could establish a reality, then two witnesses could testify about the maisa. So too here, one aid could say the mechira took place, two witnesses could testify about the yid. He says, I'm not sure, because maybe the mechira is the first stage of the marriage, especially, we hold, most Rishonim the Kedushin it knew. But that's his chiddush. He thinks that if the father testifies that the mechira took place, then the two witnesses would be just needed for yid. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we will continue.